come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
You've got to pay attention.
Everyone pay attention.
Pay attention. This is important.
Don't you pay attention.
Now listen up.
Now listen up.
Listen up, people.
All right, fine. But now listen up and listen good.
And here it is.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, May 26th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Morning, Husker Nick.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Last night was fun to be out at a ballpark.
It felt amazing.
The videos were cool. Videos, photos, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You guys look like you're having a darn good time.
You know, dogs. We are truly, I think, we're just blessed to have a team, have an organization, have a guy who runs it in Charlie Meyer that just gets it.
Yeah, that Charlie's good people.
It's just about family fun and entertainment. Having a couple beverages, having some good food, and watching baseball.
Yeah.
That reminds me. Charlie owes me a round of golf, I'm pretty sure. Charlie, I know you're listening. Me and Hooks here ready whenever you are, my brother.
You guys got to go get your golf on.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, dude, it looked awesome. How'd your pitch go, by the way?
It went good.
Yeah, it went really well. There's a video of it.
JP, I believe, has the most first pitches thrown out for the Salt Dogs.
In 20 seasons.
It's pretty close.
I've done it at least once a year.
I believe
he's
pretty
close. You've done it for all 20 seasons, right?
Yep, all 20.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
That is awesome.
Did my homie Jay Coency pitch, former Husker, did he get out?
Get this. Yes. I actually have audio thanks to our friend Kevin Suits at 10-11. Because Hohensie's warming up to this.
Oh, yeah. That's his song.
And he's singing along the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. Big Ho, man. He's my homie.
Big Ho.
We're good friends.
Jake got awesome nickname.
Jake got to do some relief pitching and he did all right. He gave up the runs that ended up being the ones that would be how the Texas team beat us. But he did good. He had some really good pitches. They just caught up to him real fast.
Yeah. Hey, man.
They figured him out. Oh, yeah. No, he was fantastic. It was a lot of fun to watch him. And Meg got to be basically
Coriel. Meg killed it.
She's doing what
Coriel
used
to do. Oh, was she
doing
the...
Yeah, she's doing the on-field PA this year.
Awesome.
And then I just do it whenever
she's made for
she
that.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. She's made for that.
She really is.
Was it fun or was it bittersweet watching someone else do what you did last year?
It was fun. And it was like, it was weird. It was oddly, relaxing to
cathartic.
Know that I wasn't running around. but I did miss it though. I mean, I don't know. It's fun. The scramble of getting all the kiddos ready to go and everything.
Dude, there's nothing like the ballpark. There's nothing like the ballpark, which is awesome. And I'm so glad you guys got to go.
Had the most adorable little boy in Hudson Kapke from Bennett, Nebraska, who came out and threw the first pitch for us too. So he got to go out and
did
do that.
Did he throw some flames?
His was straight. And it bounced a little bit, but it was perfectly
straight.
Yeah,
he threw a heater, honestly.
Yeah.
Nice.
He did well.
Very good. So. I wouldn't see Coriel getting up there to wing one.
Yeah.
Never.
You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do
it. I'll tell you. If you've never pitched, did you go off the mound or did you go in front of the mound?
Oh, off the mound.
Off the mound.
Yeah. Off the mound is a little intimidating.
It's because, so far away.
Well, it's not even that. It's that
I
you're so much higher than who you're throwing to.
Right.
You don't realize how tall that mound is till you
really?
Get up there.
That makes sense.
And like whatever you're doing, it's like every time I've done it, I've gotten lucky and hit the mitt. I'm always scared I'm going to airmail this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Into
either
the
bomb it.
Crowd.
Or
yeah.
Because, like, you're so high up, you drill it down into
the
turf. Yeah,
you're throwing it downward a little
Mine
bit.
Mine will go way left or way right and probably bounce at least 7 times before it made it.
Hey, but you did it.
Towards
Wait,
baseline.
Are you talking about when you're dancing at the club or throwing a pitch?
Yes. A lot of
way
similarities
left, way
here.
Right, and bounce about 7 times.
All of the above. That
sounds
that's
about right.
The way it rolls.
Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, we'll definitely have lots of chances if you've got the ballpark with us and our sister stations here at Alpha Media. So definitely join us for Lincoln Salt Dogs Baseball, 20 years in the making. On the way, we'll talk about some home ownership. There's a bunch of weird missing people, guys, more than anything else, just gone disappearing.
Oh.
Like into dinosaurs and stuff.
Like it, yes. Into dinosaur statues.
Right. We'll deal with a couple's therapy between a couple buddies, some relationship red flags, and more coming up.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Everybody loves a great view from their front porch.
Yes.
But an Arkansas man decided he needed to improve his.
Okay.
He had to add something to the couch he probably has sitting on it.
On the porch? Yeah, very possible. I mean, he does live in Arkansas.
Yeah.
So he actually got a half dozen guys, some chainsaws, and then decided to take things in his own hands and cut down nearly 100 trees.
No.
Really? What was he building?
He just wanted a better view.
Wait, what?
So
that's so dumb.
An investigation is underway after hikers noticed nearly 100 trees on the public Ouachita Trail.
Oh, no, it's a public trail that he went after.
Oh, my God.
They had either been cut down or had the tops trimmed off, so the sheriff's office went out there, said a hiker saw six men taking chainsaws to trees last week.
Oh, no.
Who thinks they can cut down someone else's trees, much less on a public place? The owner of the land says they know. And Raven Lawson with Central Arkansas Water says they believe the homeowner, whose land is adjacent to the trail, contracted to have the trees trimmed and cut down to have a view of Lake Maumelle from their property.
I'm very bummed about it. The little hippie voice in me is like, no, not the trees.
Right.
Oh my gosh, this guy just for a view.
He just wanted to be able to see the lake.
That is so dumb and destructive, just for a view, and probably. I wouldn't want that much exposure to my home. I feel like I'd want more trees to keep people out.
Right, just to kind of hide it off a little bit. You got your backyard and everything.
So it's to have a better view of like the lake or whatever?
Yeah, of Lake Maumelle, which is nearby. So he had 100 trees cut down so he can see the lake from his porch.
So he can sit on what you said, Husker Nick, was probably his, like an old couch, a couch on his front porch, people have fun on the lake without him.
Yeah, right.
It's dumb.
He must his like cousins must be out there in bikinis out like bathing in the sun.
Oh my god!
So he's like, I gotta get a better view
because Arkansas. Because
I'm in Arkansas. Lord. They're like, sir, the state statute says. What do you mean says? It's just a bunch of letters, and I don't know what them there letters say.
Show me where this statue is.
I tried to look at the law, but there was nowhere to color. You know, and they're like, sir. And he's like, get out of the way. Edna's in a bathing suit.
Oh my God. Edna. You know,
that's
Edna.
His cousin, Edna.
This guy sucks, I'll be honest.
He's a horrible person.
He is terrible.
And he could face charges of criminal mischief in the first degree once the investigation is done, according to Ozark First, the newspaper down there. So,
That really bums me out.
Right.
You're messing with the Ozark Mountains.
Man, just
not a good idea.
I hope the wildlife bands together because he took away some of their homes.
Right.
And they fill a pillowcase full of pine cones and rocks. And come after him.
Come at him with the pillowcase and smack him around a little bit.
Bernice, look what I did. I cut down all these trees just so I could see you in a bathing suit, because...
You.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, on the way, we'll get the nitty-gritty from Music City. We'll get you some good things, too. And a man found inside a dinosaur statue. That's on the way.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
We've got your results from The Voice Season 20. Blake Shelton's giving total wedding control over to Gwen, and here's why. Plus what you and Brian Kelly might have in common.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Last night was the season finale of The Voice.
Wow.
Blake Shelton is your season 20 champion once again. He is a winner. He has bragging rights. This man's unstoppable with winner Cam Anthony. Here's a little celebration.
We did it!
Yes!
Thank you, guys.
that was right to the point. Yep. I like it.
Yes.
Blake doesn't screw around. That's what? Eight championships in 20 seasons.
Man. Yeah, he's been on all 20.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that
That's
nuts?
That's crazy.
Eight-time champion at The Voice, picking out artists that are studs to win.
You know what? Fight. He may have been on all 20 seasons of The Voice, but you, JP, have thrown out the first pitch of all
like
20
Blake
seasons
Shelton.
Of The Salt Dogs. So. Oh, you.
JP, don't sell yourself.
You
short.
Can write him a letter and brag about it if you feel yeah, so inclined no, to do so.
I'm good, thanks.
So here's why Blake Shelton is giving up all the wedding planning to Gwen Stefani. He says all the smart things to her, okay? So he said, quote, if I was picking our meal, it would just literally be everything fried.
Oh,
he's
I
talking
don't hear
like
anything wrong yet.
He's no. talking oh, French fries, chicken tenders, all that stuff.
Okay.
And then
oh,
Blake
yeah.
says, quote, I think Gwen knows that it would be a pretty classless wedding if I was in control.
Chicken tendies? That'd be awesome.
Chicken Honestly, tendies chicken tendies, you can't really go wrong with
no,
it.
No, that would be excellent.
I mean, at least to have it for like the kids' table so the adults can pretend like it's only there for the kids.
Right.
But yeah. really, it's there
He'd
for them.
He'd be over there eating
yeah.
all the dogs.
So Blake Shelton, although he is the season 20 voice champion once again, he is not quite the champion in other facets of life, and that would be planning weddings, of course.
yeah.
With this weekend being the unofficial start of summer, lots of people will be spending time on the water. I'm sure you might be hoping at least to go check out the lake at some point in time if you are like a lake bum like I am.
Right.
Or maybe you already have your camping spots lined up, so I understand that. But if that's the case, you're a lot like Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line.
I grew up on the river for about half my life and 10 minutes from the beach and grew up going to North Carolina and the lakes and stuff, so water played a huge place in my life.
I actually lived on the beach couple years of my childhood, and if I wasn't on the beach, I was fishing somewhere, you know, doing mm-hmm. something. So we love being on the water, whether it's wakeboarding or fishing or just riding in a boat, whatever it is. Nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about lake snacks, you probably don't necessarily think about like organic chickpea puffs or like yogurt covered pretzels, do you?
No,
not usually.
Why?
That's in Kelsey Ballerini's dressing room at all times when she's on tour. She has added these things into her tour rider that includes all of those plus chips and salsa, bananas and Orbit chewing gum because she doesn't want to have salsa breath when she's like on stage. And of course, a nice classy bottle of wine.
Okay.
Throwing that out there. I have almost nothing in common with Kelsey Ballerini when it comes to that, other than maybe like chips and salsa. I feel like
mine would be like, I need at least one rack of ribs just waiting for
right.
me.
Right. I'm like, I need spicy beef jerky.
Yeah.
And some Bush Light.
Yeah, there you go.
That just sounds like farts.
Peanut butter cups and like pulled pork barbecue.
That'd be for you?
Yeah.
Nice. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We get to the good, and if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And speaking of the champ, champ is here.
The champion.
Blake Shelton, minimum wage, it's Kix.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning, yeah. On Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
This is part of the day where we share the good that's going on in the world. And if you've got a good thing, let us know via Facebook or Twitter. KX969, go direct message us with the title Good Things, and we'll be glad to add it to our good things. What do you have today, Coriel?
The good thing for me today is give to Lincoln and all of the success from yesterday. Here are the results.
Yeah.
A little over 29,000 donations for about $7.6 million. That is a lot.
That's a lot
yeah.
of money. And that surpassed last year's $7 million. So good
Very
job.
Very cool. All right. Sorry.
I mean, well, okay. Do you want another top 10? I'm happy that's a big number.
No, we're good. Yeah. That's all we do.
Mesmerized.
I didn't think you were finished talking, so I just didn't want to interrupt. So, all right. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. So, for the last 27 years, Kenny Mayne has called ESPN home on Monday nights. He's done his, you know, Sports Center show. And Kenny Mayne, like, as someone who's done broadcasting now for 12 years, that he was a guy that I always looked at like, man, he just does it right, tells a good story, but he's also really entertaining. Well, he had his last interview of his career, and it was with his best friend Aaron Rodgers. Here's the audio.
Hey, just last thing. Last time we did the interview together, you told me to go heavy in the cryptocurrency game. I did. We're down 40%. Then I lost my job. Gretchen just wants a new comforter. F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
I love you, Ken.
It is so
it's
awesome.
It's legendary.
Kenny Mayne and his delivery of how deadpan he is when he tells his jokes.
Oh my gosh.
Off the charts.
You know that's going to be like trending on Twitter now, just that phrase.
Yeah. especially because Aaron Rodgers is trying to leave the Packers.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just sad he's gone because Kenny Mayne is like, he's one of those dudes, man. He's just awesome.
Truly one of the best.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is a little guy by the name of Hudson Kapke. He came out from Bennett, Nebraska. He's a righty. He loves T-ball, and he brought his little brother Holden, and they played in the dirt a little bit before the Salt Dogs game yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And then Hudson went up and threw a dart.
There's a video of it on the Facebook page.
So thank you to Brandon and Lord for bringing out Hudson and Holden and soon-to-be baby Kapke. She's pregnant. Out to the ballpark yesterday and adding to the fun because Hudson, he's a good little kid and he's a good big brother.
Those are cute names. Hudson and Holden. Yeah.
And we'll have more opportunities for you to bring your kiddos out and have them throw the first pitch because that's just a lot of fun for them and for everybody that's there because he got a big old cheer after he threw his pitch. So.
Yeah, I think Hudson threw a better pitch than you did, JP.
Oh, he most definitely did. His was straighter. He'll get
straight
there.
Fire.
Yep. So be watching out for Hudson Kapke out of Bennett, Nebraska, to be someday playing for the Huskers and maybe even the Salt Dogs at some point in time.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
So you lost a guy in a dinosaur statue.
How did we get here?
We'll find out together. It is a few. It's Kicks.
Wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
I don't really think these are cases of missing men. I think it's guys that are trying to hide from their wives.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that does happen. I mean, Husker Nick, you know.
No comment.
I will be honest.
She just woke up. Love you, honey. Hopefully you're enjoying the show thus far today.
No, in the last 10 years of my marriage, I tried to hide from my ex. So I get where these guys are coming from.
Yeah.
So we start with a man in Oregon who was on a camping hunt and fishing trip and then went missing for a couple weeks. Harry was supposed to return home on May 6th. He didn't show up. His wife called the police. They found his vehicle, a makeshift shelter, his tackle box there, but no Harry.
Harry.
And so 17 days later, rescuers spotted him in another shelter he put together. He had some leg pain, but he's okay.
So this 69-year-old dude was stuck alone in a national forest for 17 days.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the only thing understand. Has a little bit of leg pain, but nothing bad. So he was probably fine, brought extra snacks because he was avoiding his wife.
You know somewhere he could just hear, like he's in the forest. It's supposed to be quiet. All he can hear is his wife going, Harry.
Looking
Harry.
Harry, where are you?
You need to be home soon, Harry.
I've been trying to contact you, but your car's extended warranty.
he's just like, get out of my head.
She's always there.
I can understand hiding out in a national forest.
So
they're even going missing.
That guy, I don't know if the dude in the statue was hiding from his wife, but that's also very weird, Coriel.
Inside of a statue.
Yeah, so in Spain, investigators found a body of a missing man inside a dinosaur statue.
Oh.
The police in Barcelona said there was a foul smell that people were talking about around the papier-mâché Stegosaurus sculpture. And
Stegosauruses are cool.
Yeah.
Well, a human leg was sticking out of it.
Oh. And it's like, how did no one notice the human leg?
Well, I mean, and you think some kid would point out stegosauruses are leaf eaters, not meat eaters. Why would they be, would they have a leg sticking out? But firefighters forced open the statue and discovered a deceased 39-year-old man. He'd been reported missing some hours earlier, and apparently he dropped his cell phone inside the statue, climbed in to get it, and couldn't climb out.
I'm not kidding you, is one of my biggest fears.
Getting stuck in a dinosaur?
Is that I'm going, yeah. no, that I'm going to die doing like some statue. Weird thing. Like I dropped my phone, like exactly like right. this.
You're going to drop your
I'm
phone
sure
down.
I'm sure in that moment, this dude was like, ah, my phone, dang it, hold on, let me try yeah. to get it. And he was like, this could go dicey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
and,
your I mean, it's phone very goes unfortunate. Down a gutter and you decide, I'm going to just yeah. climb in this manhole
yes.
and go down again.
That is my, that's one of my biggest fears there. Is that I'm going to, like, I'm going to go out in the weirdest way possible. And
Coryell Thomas, aged 55, deceased when she dove headfirst into a vat of like butter.
Crisco.
yeah.
Chocolate.
She was like, yeah. Her final word was, yes. Yeah!
And then it cuts off. but like, I understand going missing in a national forest, but like, you know, yeah. to. How do you not, I mean, and I hope, I mean, of course, this is a very tough situation, but I hope he has some friends that are able to be like, yeah, gosh, dang it, whatever his name is, let's say his name's Paul. Paul, come on. Seriously. Yeah.
He was trying to get a picture inside the
a dinosaur statue. Come yeah. on, man.
That's not good at all, so don't climb in a dinosaur statue.
If it looks like a bad idea, don't do it.
Right, that's good advice.
It's probably not going to pan out well for you.
I think we got a new t-shirt idea with Coryell's face. If it looks like a bad idea, doesn't don't
mean,
do it.
Doesn't mean that anyone's going to listen to that.
Well, yeah, no, but at least we could sell some t-shirts.
You know.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you what's trending, and it's a couple's therapy Wednesday with a couple of buddies, and you get to battle it out with them.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here. On Kix 96.9.
Three.
Well, we got to tell you about, unfortunately, a couple of missing kids. First of all, still missing since May 17th. No luck yet with Ryan Larson of the search that continues around a Papillion Lake area. After the La Vista boy went missing back again May 17th. Mm-hmm. So authorities are still looking for him. So any information, if you have about Ryan Larson, please pass those on to the authorities.
If you do come across Ryan, I've seen also from La Vista police, their verified account on Twitter and things, to not approach him or call out his name. He has autism, and okay. he may react differently. He may become scared and run away and from run. You or something. Okay. So if you do see him, just report it right away. Yeah, Don't try to like talk to him.
State Patrol is looking for Ryan. Also, we had actually a friend of the show and the station. Their son, Toby, went missing yesterday. He's 5'11", 140 pounds, curly, like brown, dark hair.
Mm-hmm. It's like longer and brushed yeah. out now.
He left a goodbye letter and his phone behind, and there's a missing personal report with the Lincoln police, so they're trying to help find Toby King. So if you have any information about him as well, please pass those on to the authorities, and hopefully we can find both these kids and everything works out okay.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Well, we've got the Cornhusker State Games will be coming up, and that will be at capacity. You'll be able to do everything you normally do with the Cornhusker State Games.
Capacity.
The registration is already open. It kicks off July 16th. I will be hosting the opening ceremonies with that as well.
Sweet.
But also now craft axe throwing has been added to the various games you can play.
Uh-oh,
Coryell. Oh, yeah.
81 sports. You can get it and be a part of. So that's one of the new sports that's available. With
that's
man,
so
love the
cool.
State games.
Yeah, it's a good time and a lot of fun for a lot of people locally to be a part of.
First year was 1991. Was the first year
really
the year I was born. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you'd like
10-year-old.
Yeah.
If you'd like to be a part of the state games, you can get a team together. You can participate in individual events and definitely come out for the opening ceremonies
and
do the march.
Usually there's pretty good sized crowds at a lot of the team events and stuff too. People coming out to watch and it's a good
I'm
time.
Gonna enter into sailing.
Wait,
you should.
What?
It's
over
on
at
the
Holmes
list.
Lake.
You yeah, know how to
go
sail?
To Holmes Lake.
No, but I'll figure it out.
Coryell just be like floating in the wrong direction, wherever the water's pushing her.
Yeah, wherever the water takes her, that's how
actually I'll be there for power.
They'll be like Coryell
powerlifting.
Powerlifting.
Sailing doesn't involve you in a bikini tanning, drinking beers out on that boat.
What?
You're supposed to be racing.
Oh doesn't dang it. Count. Oh then never mind.
Yeah. Never mind.
Get signed up for the Cornhusker State Games. They start up July 16th.
One!
So Amazon is reportedly nearing a $9 billion deal to buy Hollywood studio MGM.
Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? I haven't decided yet.
Well, they're trying to compete in the streaming wars with Netflix and Disney and, well, I mean, even HBO Max, because they have the, what, the 20th Century Fox stuff. Or Warner Brothers movies.
I can't keep up with all this stuff.
I know. So now we've got Amazon trying to jump in and...
Yeah, I just can't tell if this is a good thing or bad thing. Because I'm pro movie theater.
Right.
I like my streaming services, and I like to use them, but I like movies to come out in the theaters first.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, like, I can't decide how I feel about
this. Well, and there's certain movies, like, okay, Godzilla versus King Kong. Absolutely awesome see on a big screen.
Yeah.
That's worth seeing on a big screen.
So, are you saying that it's like, I didn't know that it was mutually exclusive, though. Are you saying that Amazon is going to keep it strictly for, like, online streaming?
No, I think they're going to do like they've been doing with, like, Disney, where you
like
can
a
get
dual
the
release.
Early access to a movie, or you can see it in the theater type of thing.
Although, I will say, if I continue to get shows like The Boys and Invincible and some of these shows,
The Boys is such a good show.
That very good. By the way, that Jupiter's Legacy show that's on Netflix, it's good.
You like
it? It's a good show. I watched the whole thing. Worth watching.
Okay.
Definitely worth watching.
We shall see what Mr. Bezos and his team do if they do get MGM to continue to puff up the streaming wars.
He probably needs a little extra income after the split.
Right.
He's probably like, let's do this. Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
Exactly. So there you go. That's what's trending.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Reed versus Josh. Best friends split apart and you choosing a side. That is today's Couples Therapy. We'll get that coming up. And pick a team. You got that coming up in just a few. It's Kicks.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
And originally, Couples Therapy was set up for people that were men and women and alike that were in relationships.
Right.
Like romantic relationships.
Romantic.
But we've added on also friendships.
Yeah, a couple
and
of friends.
Co-workers and whatnot. And today, that's what we're going to do is help out Reed with his buddy, Josh. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. So what's going on with you and Josh?
Oh, man, my buddy Josh. What can I say? We go way back. We used to rage all the time together, man.
All right.
Nice.
That was my raging buddy, you know.
Okay.
We even went to UNL together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we wanted to have party that GBR style. Get wild, you know. We used to get wild, man.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Meet some of those hot Nebraska girls, you know.
Okay.
Are you from Nebraska?
No. We are from Colorado.
Oh, okay.
We used to come out on game days with our families to go to the UNL game.
Oh, dang. Okay. We got a Colorado pair.
Nice.
I'm surprised. They actually came here to infiltrate and cut tires. But
oh, that's probably.
No, we just wanted to rage.
Just having some fun.
Okay, all right. That's good.
All right. So what's,
and now?
Yeah, what's going on?
Josh has slowed down tremendously. He just got married.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, his wife is awesome. She likes to have fun and do a lot of different things, but he's just not the same wild animal anymore, you know?
Yeah.
This guy used to take shot after shot after shot, GBR, and oh my God. Now he wears like sweaters like Carlton from Fresh Prince. He's not the same guy.
Okay.
So are you feeling like you lost your partner in crime, or what's up?
I feel like he's sedated. Bring him back to me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you miss
I
your buddy.
Him. He's still around, and he's
so,
just not the. He used to be
so
wild
your friend,
and fun.
So you want him to get a divorce so he could start being fun again? Is that what you're saying?
maybe not divorce, but maybe get to the point where they need therapy.
Like he's still in there. I know he
is. So do we have this friend?
Yeah, we do.
Have you talked to him, by the way, really quick, Reed? I mean, like, do you guys still hang out?
Oh, yeah, we hang out. We hang out with his wife as well. But
right.
It's not the same.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
Okay. Well, let's bring Josh in. Good morning, sedated Josh. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
See how down he sounds? See?
Oh!
Hey, he sounds
fine.
All right. Okay, so what's going on?
Yeah, Josh, give us your side. What's going on, man?
Honestly, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I have a wife now. I have a lifestyle. I'm trying to maintain my health, and I can't be going out and throwing back the shots like I used to.
How old are you guys?
Don't have the energy.
How old are you guys?
We're not raging age anymore, that's for sure.
So I'm guessing you guys are like in your 30s.
What, early 30s, probably, right?
That's my guess.
Yeah, early 30s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coryell, okay. You're on the precipice.
I know. And I feel bad for Josh, kind of, because I'm slowly realizing that one foot is still trying so desperately to go out the door and be out all night, and then the other foot is like, no, I'm turning my phone on do not disturb and I'm sleeping all night long.
Yeah.
So Josh, you just can't hang with Reed like you used to, and you're, what's going on?
And that's really pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to switch up my priorities, take care of my health, take care of my life.
But you hear that? This is a guy that
I miss
never
having fun.
The word priority.
You put it down right there. I miss going out and doing all-nighters and raging, but...
Right.
Raging.
But you got the energy to do it now.
You got a lawn to take care of.
I just appreciate the words you guys use. I can't remember the last time I was like, hey, Rival Dad, let's go read.
I know. Okay, so, Reed, do you try to get him to go out and,
party?
Do you invite him out and stuff like that? And Josh just doesn't, does he tell you no, or what's up?
All the time, he says no, and he uses that P word. I have priorities.
You know what you ought to do? I'll just solve this. You need to buy a house, have kids, get a fire pit, and a Yeti cooler
and
a really
like
nice
that.
Grill, and then just invite them over to your house to sit in the driveway around a fire pit drinking beers. You'll be happy as a clam, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, it would be different if he had kids, but he doesn't even have kids that he's slowing down like this.
So you think you guys, he should get out of the house more and stop acting like he's just like
50
ball and chain to the home.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, JP, you're
exactly.
Almost there.
Okay. Well, no, I mean,
he's worried rigor mortis is going to set in.
Right, exactly.
And he won't be able to go anywhere.
All right, exactly. So Reed, you want him to live a little more, and Josh, you're like, no, I just want to stay at home.
Listen, all he needs is a little PBR.
I would like to go out and rage like we used to. I'd like to live more like that, but I need to prioritize staying home right now.
Okay, well, we
can't
clearly...
Can't you guys just hear it in his voice,
Yes,
though?
We can, yeah. I do agree, though.
Very tame. Are you okay?
Somewhere his wife is sitting by a radio with her arms folded, and she's like, why do I get blamed for this?
She's sitting behind him with, like, finger guns out, and she's like, say you're happy.
Say you're happy. All right, well,
say you like it here.
Let's ask the people their thoughts on this.
Coming up.
Next,
with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
You're picking a side, Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Yes, Team Josh, life has slowed down. He shouldn't have to apologize for that. Team Reed, Josh needs to live a little more. He isn't that old.
Get a little bit more PBR in his GBR is what Reed said earlier. So, what side are you on? Are you Team Josh or Team Reed? Let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, or 466-9696 to be a part of Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy, and it's Reed versus Josh. It's Josh who thinks that, you know, I'm married, life has slowed down for me, I shouldn't have to apologize for that. Reed thinks that his buddy Josh should live a little more. He isn't like ancient.
Right.
He needs just a little bit more PBR in his GBR.
On Facebook, KX969 Ridge commented, Team Josh, it's time for Reed to grow up and maybe follow Josh's example a little more. Ooh, nothing wrong with prioritizing your life and wife over getting drunk all the time.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I am on Josh's side.
Okay.
Okay, why?
Because maybe he's trying to start a family and he needs to be home with his wife to settle things. Get stuff ready, get things together.
Okay.
You know, when you get married, it's a whole nother ball game. And having your friends still single, they don't see what you see.
Okay. All right.
That's a good perspective. PJ, he's just as torn as I am on Facebook. He says, I'm on the fence with both sides because I still want to go out and party and have fun. But then I also know that I'm going to pay for it. And then I'm like, not worth it. Time for bed. And Husker Nick made an awesome suggestion. Nothing wrong with barbecue and fire pit drinking in the driveway. So I don't know if I can pick a side. I'm in the middle.
Okay.
But Fawn also says, Team Josh. Like Ridge said. So what do you think?
Yeah, what side are you on? 466-9696, or you can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Team Josh, you didn't have to apologize for slowing down. Or Team Reed, you need to live a little. 466-9696.
Yeah. Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On KX96.9.
So resetting for you where we're at, it's a couple of buddies. Reed, who actually reached out to us about his buddy, Josh, they used to rage.
Yeah, thick as thieves, it sounds like.
PBR and the GBR and had a good time with all kinds of...
Well, where are you getting this PBR and the GBR?
Because Reed said that.
Oh, Reed said PBR and the GBR?
Yeah, he did say that in the first segment. And so apparently there's a lot of history of them having a great time together. But Josh is now married and thinks that he needs to be home, and the word prioritize... keeps popping up.
It is. I'll be honest. That is a very boring word. It's an important
he's
word.
He's got a lawn to mow, you guys. Word.
He's got a house to take care of.
I wonder if he wears tall white socks now.
Oh, I would.
So
you should. You should, actually.
I don't have any. Otherwise, I would.
We'll get you some. That way you can wear them around the neighborhood.
That'd be good.
And so we wanted you to pick a side on this one. Team Josh, life has slowed down. Shouldn't have to apologize for that. Or Team Reed, Josh needs to live a little bit more. He's not that old.
Yeah, I'm getting the vibe that Reed thinks Josh is being a little too lame too quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're only in their 30s, so it's like it's okay to...
His partner in crime is...
Whatever,
know,
man. You don't know living when you got those air cookouts and you got your tall white socks. You've got some sort of like big umbrella-looking hat. And to drive over to your neighbor's house on your riding lawnmower... Just to go sit over there in the driveway and talk. Like, there's nothing like it.
I hope they can take a page out of each other's playbooks right now and where they are in their lives. Because, I mean, maybe Josh can show Reed, like, what you just said, Husker Nick.
The good life
like,
that
hey,
way.
Hey, take my hand. Follow me this way into the land of sitting around in this garage and drinking beer.
I sat on a back porch drinking beers and grilling steaks with my best friend on Saturday, and it was the most fun I've had in a while.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
Maybe Josh, though, like, still needs Reed to be the rambunctious one. Maybe he still needs Reed to, like, you know,
too,
to, like, nudge him in that party direction so he can go out and, like, live a little still. I don't know.
Grilling steaks at 1 a.m.
That's living a lot.
I'll tell you that right now.
Christina is Team Reed. No need to go out every weekend, but you will regret not going out with your friends more than not mowing the lawn in time.
Ooh,
JP,
that's a good perspective.
When you moved away from your marriage,
yeah,
and you guys, when you were out single, JP, was that hard for your friends because you were wanting to just like, let's go just
party.
Shotgun Zimas and party.
No, because it gave them an opportunity to come out again instead of...
So you were like the party leader.
I was.
They were like, oh, man, that JP. And then their wives are all like, he's probably talking them into getting divorces too now. Saying how great it is.
Would never do that. Never do that. What
JP's
size?
Out here like, I escaped. You could do it too.
Take my head. Let me show you
because
the way.
I have some friends that are in good relationships. I would never do that to them.
No,
if I see what I saw, anyway.
You have not seen what I've seen.
Right?
You don't know.
You don't know what I have seen.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on Team Reed here.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Okay,
why is that?
Yeah,
get out and party a little. And plus, all my friends are married and have kids, so I need more friends like Reed.
Should we set up a party date?
We could.
Are you a single guy then? Is that right?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
All right. Got a party pal.
I'm going to go ahead and assume maybe he's single. I don't know.
He said he was. Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
Actually, neither one of their sides. I'm on his wife's side.
Ooh.
Okay.
Do tell.
So, like, I got married in my early 30s, and my husband wasn't really big on, like, going out much, whatever, but I was. So, he was the same as Josh, of like, no, I need to be home, prioritize, do these things. Meanwhile, I'm like, go be with your friends. Don't give me that guilt trip. I still want to go out and do my thing.
Yeah.
I don't want time at home without you. Like, have your friends so I don't feel bad about having mine. And let's have a chance to miss each other. Because I kind of super love you, and then we can have even more fun.
Right. There you go.
Oh, my God, I love you.
That's kind of brilliant, actually. That's exactly the way it should be.
Yeah, and then go out and have a couple too many with your buddies and come home to me, and that's more fun. Right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hey,
I like the way
you're thinking.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds like a good
idea. Okay, so she's a keeper.
Yeah. You guys can mark this down as May 26th. Right now at 7:44 was when Coryell decided she's ready to get married.
Wait, when did I ever say that?
I just could tell.
No, what?
You heard that lady and you were like, okay, that sounds like
okay, but that she was a nice lady. She was a nice lady.
All right, so far, where do you think we're at as far as who is the winner in this?
It's actually teetering 50-50, but I think it's just a hair over at this point for Team Josh.
Okay.
Team Josh.
That if he's slowing down, he's slowing down. He doesn't have to apologize for it, and he doesn't have to do what he doesn't want to do anymore.
So, Josh, in hearing even the lady we just talked to, what are your thoughts on you and Reed's relationship?
It's hard to say, but, you know, I mean, people change, people evolve, so I'll lay off a little bit, but I mean, just every now and then would be fun.
Oh, so you know, Reed, you're okay with...
every day. Oh, Reed, okay, we're talking to Reed. Okay.
You'd still like to at least go out every now and then. Okay, Josh, what do you think about that? Could you guys plan, like, something?
Yeah, I think that would actually be great. Going out every now and then is totally fine. I just can't be doing it
24/7,
night after night, like we used to. But
okay,
run it back to the good old days. Absolutely.
Hey, Josh, if you want like a little slice of heaven, go buy a tiny kiddie pool so you can put your feet in it while you're sitting in your driveway.
Oh, wow, you're such an old man.
Grilling food.
Beautiful.
I sit in my driveway on a daily basis drinking beer. Grilling food with my feet in a kiddie pool. It's glorious. Don't let anybody
We're
act like that's
We're chock full of ideas
awesome.
For you.
I got a ton of them. I'm a pro at being an old dad now. This is awesome. Okay. It's so fun.
Well, guys, thank you for being on the show. Maybe set up a play date with each other.
A play date.
I mean, I don't know. Just it's good to get out and just enjoy life. Like that one lady just said, it's important not only just for you guys' relationship, but also for Josh's wife. I mean, that separation, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Aww.
So, just go down to Iguanas and drop a bunch of Iggy juice like you used to in your early 20s.
But then you need a whole day the next day to recover from that.
Not from
that.
Maybe.
Right, just buy stock in Pedialyte. You'll be fine, Josh.
There you go. Pedialyte. Just go for it. Right. Elk Creek's here I come.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys, and good luck.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, guys. And if you need our help, we're here for you every Wednesday. Couples Therapy, where the listeners decide your fate. It's Kix.
Wake up.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix, 96.9.
Sometimes it happens. Maybe it happens to Reed, who we just talked to in couples therapy, that you get out raging, and then you have a couple beverages, you decide to drunk text an ex.
I mean, I do know some people that are notorious for doing that.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
No.
Okay.
Well,
have you had anybody? Yeah. Anybody drunk text you? Like, hey.
Yes.
What you doing?
Yeah, hey, WYD always. Or like my favorite is someone from like the way, way past that just like deep likes one of your Instagram photos at like 4 a.m. And you're like,
wow.
Hey, Coriel, you awake?
Yeah.
Is that one that you get?
But you have to spell you with just like the letter U.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you this happened-ish to an aquarium in South Carolina.
The aquarium is the X?
They posted screenshots after a guy drunk texted their Ask an Aquarium Educator hotline.
Oh, nice.
And asked a bunch of questions about marine life.
Let me... It apparently, oh, these are all... Yeah, they're from late at night.
It apparently happened last Wednesday, and he sent seven different texts between 10:30 and midnight.
Wow.
His first one said he was at the corner of Market Street and Meeting Street, which is in downtown Charleston, where all the bars are.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know what the area would have looked like 10,000 years ago.
Okay, that's a solid, like, I've been opening out drinking. Line.
Right.
I'm deep thoughts right now. Yeah, okay.
Also, when was the area first settled? Is there something unique to the Lowcountry that those who study marine life are fascinated by? On what subjects do marine biologists disagree? And he just keeps going.
He's just trying to make
a
friend. He's yeah, just, he was asking, you know what I mean? Like,
what they're fascinated by right now, what they disagree about.
Can you imagine
about?
What this guy's like, though, when he's out drinking and he meets a girl? And, like, he starts asking her, like, super deep questions like this.
I'd be like...
So tell me about your parents.
I need a Red Bull.
You seem like someone whose parents fought a lot when you were a child.
Tell me about your deep-seated childhood trauma.
Yeah. Like, what's going on there?
And then he wanted to know what they disagreed about, why seahorses like to grab onto stuff with their tails.
Why you can only eat oysters in months that contain the letter R. Why? I want to know. These are good questions.
Are they?
Yeah.
The aquarium actually responded to all of his texts the next morning.
Yeah.
They explained that seahorses grab things with their tails because they're bad swimmers and get tossed around by a current. Oh. And it's a little safer to eat oysters in months ending with R because they're colder months. When it's warm, oysters are more likely to have bacteria that can make us sick. And then the guy replied around noon after he had sobered up and thanked them. He also joked that his wife should be happy he drunk text aquariums instead of other women.
That reminds me of, I think in college when I got drunk one night and I signed, it may have been Liz up, I'm not sure, but I signed someone up for those cat texts. Or cat facts. Do you remember cat facts?
No.
You could troll someone by giving their number to like this bot account that spams them X amount of times a day or X amount of times a week or monthly based on how much you wanted to pay with cat facts. And every time they try to like reply and say stop or like do not, stop, please stop or whatever, it just keeps sending you more and more and more. Oh my God.
Absolutely trolls you.
They need to have an aquarium one for this.
That would be That's good. Awesome.
The drunk line for it.
They can make some extra money off of that.
No kidding.
Get people to sign up for that.
Hey, that guy has a point, though, that he did drunk text in the aquarium. And not
instead of other girls. So his wife should feel safe about
That's
that.
That's so funny.
Or question his sanity. One of the two.
Yeah. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
On the way, did this guy deserve to be called out? Or did the waitress go too far? We'll get that.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
Kix 96.9.
Busted.
This is a story about a guy who got busted.
Okay, busted what? Cheating?
Well, have you ever left a big tip at a restaurant or a bar to impress someone? Or had maybe they did that
I've
to you?
Yeah, I've kind of done it to flex a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe you regretted it afterward?
Yes.
But would you ever consider actually trying to take that tip back?
No.
So a server recently shared a story about a customer who did that, and it went viral.
No.
So a guy came in and spoiled his date, ordering expensive stuff, including an entire array of appetizers. When the bill came, he's like, no, I got this. I'm paying. I got this. The bill came up to $289.
Oh, my God. That's also a huge bill.
That's a big bill.
Like, even just a small proportional tip on that is still a lot.
Took quite a bit. He tipped $100.
Okay, generous.
That's a 35% tip if you're keeping track.
Really?
Yeah.
Is 200 what?
289.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
$100 tip.
$300. Yeah, yeah.
So not long after they left, he ran back into the place alone, demanding that they reduce his tip to just $20, which is only 7%.
No!
And he was being a jerk about it. Saying that if it didn't go through correctly, he'd dispute it with his credit card company. The server obviously wasn't happy and didn't like being used as part of his show for the date.
Well, I thought you were going to say demanded he reduce it to 20%, but right. You said $20.
$20 was 7%.
Which is only 7%. Yeah. Oh, this guy sucks.
Right? So and the server didn't like being a part of the show. So she followed him out, ran up to his car, and tapped on the window. Then in front of the date, the one he'd been Mr. Impressive with.
I love it. Keep going.
Said, sir, if you want to reduce your tip from $100 to just $20, you're going to have to sign a new receipt. The date was absolutely stunned. Like,
I'd be mortified. Open,
mortified that this was going on right now. And the guy just glared at the server.
I'm shocked. How... I don't think I've ever even heard of somebody trying to do that. Do people do that?
Apparently, some people do.
You know what? That server, she'd had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I've seen some stuff, and I am not letting this slide.
She says in the story on Reddit, I'm guessing he didn't have the money in his account balance because he ended up filling out a brand new receipt. His girlfriend was visibly shocked that the man was staring daggers through me. You could feel the rage emanating off of him.
Creepy.
And then they drove off, and I'm sure never to patronize our restaurant again, but hopefully never to go out together again either, which would make it totally worth it.
I know. I hope
to bust this dude out.
I hope that date, the girl he was with, I hope
I really do too.
Takes stock of that, because so that's weird.
He deserves being called out, right?
Well,
or did the waitress go too far?
No, I don't think she went too far. No,
I think she handled her business the way it should be.
I think she did it the dang right way.
Exactly.
She's like, all right, sir. All right, you little slug. Right. You're going to slink back out of here acting like this is okay.
Who's to say he hasn't done that before?
You know what? And honestly, you can't get mad at her. She was just accommodating him.
Yeah, exactly.
She went out to let him know, hey.
You want your tip to be
7%. You want to reduce it by $80? That's fine. Let me bring you a new receipt.
The ultimate.
Wow. Trend. I like this girl.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, we'll get you the nitty-gritty from Music City. Also, by the way, we do have another concert announcement coming up at 11 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Okay, so even more shows
concerts
coming
on your concerts
way.
On concerts.
And more Garth Brooks tickets coming up, too. It's Kix.
When I wake up,
wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
I don't want to grow up.
Nope.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Mom and Dad are great.
There's a million toys at Toys
They do all the things for me. And you get all kinds of perks with it.
Yeah, you work hard, and as a child, I reap the benefits.
Right. So there's a story about, because, Emily Blunt and John Krasinski are married.
Yeah.
They're in The Quiet Place, and now Quiet Place 2 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have kids together. But Emily specifically said that their kids will never get into acting, and she's like, we really try to keep them away from the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're flying around in a private jet, and you're on Mommy and Daddy's set.
Yeah.
You are living the life.
That is a major perk.
Craft service. You just walk over there and there's snacks.
Yes. And I can only imagine what celebrities are in their inner circle as close friends.
Right.
That you will grow up older to be like, oh, yeah, that's basically like my like unofficial aunt and uncle or whatever. And you're like, whoa, like, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like Steve Carell is going to show up at my fifth birthday party.
Rainn Wilson, right? Yeah, and they're like, they're like, Dwight Schrute is like your honorary uncle, what?
He's your godfather, what?
Yes.
I mean, that's what happens. I mean, there's definite perks like at that level, but also there's other perks that as kids, because I was always jealous of my friend Brandy. Her dad was a Schwann's delivery guy.
Ooh.
And they always had ice cream.
They had the goods.
So many tasty treats all the time.
My parents owned the grocery store / cafe in Cook, Nebraska for a while when I was growing up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a cool perk for me too, because I would go in, and I thought the purpose of them owning it was so that I could obviously eat whatever I wanted. So I would literally walk in and I would just like take a pop, take some Snickers, do whatever I wanted. And finally my dad's like, you realize this is not how it works.
I have to pay for this.
He was like, when you take something, you have to write it down on this pad of paper, okay? Write down exactly what you took so I can take it out of inventory.
Keep track of the inventory.
So I can take track of the money. And I'm like, okay, Dad. But I would like sneak in and I would like...
That's funny.
Yeah, but that was a cool perk. And then sometimes I'd bring my friends with me and be like, oh yeah, it's okay, we own the place. And I'm like, oh my God, thinking about it as like a third grader, I had such guts.
Right, to just go in there and take what you want.
It's okay, we own the place.
It's okay, it's my dad's place.
Let me go back into the cafe as a third grader and prepare food. Prepare a meal and bring it out to you for free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we wanted to know from you what perks you had as a kid.
Yeah, we did find a thread, too, of some really cool ones, like this one. This one person's dad was briefly like a limo driver.
Oh, okay.
In the early 90s. So he got to meet Queen Latifah, Will Smith, Ice-T.
Whoa!
Worked in the concert industry. And that child had been backstage and ran into, like, a lot of these artists since she was, like, 5 years old. So,
oh, wow. So, like, her real world is like, oh, when are we going to go see Fresh Prince?
She probably was just excited, like, to, like, sit in the limo.
Right, that, you know, too. Oh, yeah.
Because she doesn't care about the old people.
No, that would have been enough.
As 5 years old, meeting Queen Latifah, you're like, whatever. You're like old
limo
compared to a five-year-old.
And at five, you're just short enough you can fit around and walk around in the back of that limo.
And it's a stranger.
Right.
You're like, I don't care about meeting you. I just want to sit in the cool limo.
Who are you? Oh, you're going to get me a giant container of gummy worms?
Ooh,
I'm in.
This one's got some real Brady energy. You said Brady was the neighbor that you were jealous of?
Brandy.
This one says, my dad worked for Dreyer's Ice Cream, so we had a floor-to-ceiling freezer full of Nestle, Dreyer's, and Ben & Jerry's ice cream in our garage from my entire childhood. Neighborhood kids circled our house like buzzards.
Oh, my God.
So I can only picture you outside like a buzzard circling to try to get in.
Looking in the window like, you guys got any more drumsticks?
Or Swans. Schwans.
I'd like it. You got any drumsticks in there?
So sad.
Just want one.
Yeah, tell us the perks that you got as a kid because of your parents' job on Facebook, KX Morning.
All right, one big thing is we got all the tickets to all the shows, and they begin this week, and we'll keep giving away as many tickets as we can.
Yeah, tomorrow, Lane Hardy at the Royal Grove, Lane Hardy of American Idol, and on the 29th, Lindsay L. at Bushwhackers, so lots of shows this weekend. In fact, today we have another concert announcement at 11 a.m.
We have gotten so many shows.
Another one.
I'm glad because we're getting back to normal, but man, you need to sell some like houses and stuff.
Yeah, or flip over the couch cushions at least. I mean, my goodness, you're gonna have to start feeding that concert fund.
I actually have a friend of mine. She saves a little bit of cash every month out of her paycheck just for a concert possibility. Which
it's smart.
Exactly.
You would like almost need one for this year.
Well, especially with all the fun. I mean, because you're finally getting to go back to normal and do things.
And
so,
it's gonna be hard to even turn down one show. I mean, even if it's an artist that maybe you technically aren't like super, super jazzed about, you're like, oh, that'd be a cool show to go to, sure.
Right.
But like, you aren't sure if you'd want to spend the money on. This year, I can guarantee you, you're probably going to end up going anyways, just because you can finally go.
Just
it's the
do
whole
stuff.
Like, you want to do something that you're told you can't do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you got the FOMO going
you're
on.
You're like,
so.
I don't care. I'll spend money for the tickets. Let's go. Or
exactly.
Win them for free at KZKX.com.
Yeah, exactly. Go there and register for all of them. In fact, there's a guy, Nathaniel Allen, who I see him every morning. He goes through and clicks on every single concert.
Every morning.
Which is smart. I mean, because you got a chance to register every time.
And the reason why we see it is because he also does add-on where you can share on socials to get bonus entries.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally like, 10 notifications in a row on Twitter. Like, Nathaniel Allen, Nathaniel.
I'm cool with that, dude. Keep doing
cool,
it, man.
It's cool. Keep doing it. Be like Nathaniel Allen.
He's going to be a winner. And you can be a winner, too, at KZKX.com. Coming out tomorrow to be Denim or Dump on Thursday. We'll try to help Brooke figure out where her date went. We'll have JP Mix's guest and more Garth Brooks tickets, too. Have a great day.
If you wake up in a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable.
topics.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.